This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden expressed Saturday his condolences to the victims of a tornado in the state of Mississippi that left at least 26 people dead there and another in Alabama, leveling dozens of buildings. VOA's Marissa Melton reporting.
In a statement, Biden described the images from Mississippi as heartbreaking. He said he had spoken with local authorities and offered full federal support for the recovery. The tornado stayed on the ground for about an hour and cut a path of destruction some 274 kilometers long. This, according to the National Weather Service, at least 24 reports of tornadoes stretching from western Mississippi into Alabama were issued to the National Weather Service on Friday night and into Saturday morning. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin has announced that he will station tactical nuclear weapons in neighboring Belarus, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said the plan was in response to Britain's recent decision to supply Ukraine with ammunition containing uranium. Russia falsely claimed these rounds have nuclear components. In an interview on Russian state TV, Putin said that Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has long asked for the weapons. He said construction of storage facilities for the weapons in Belarus would be completed by July the 1st. I'm Karen Chamas.
The head of the UN's Atomic Energy Agency will visit Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant next week to assess the serious security situation there. Rafael Grossi said in a statement published on the IAEA's website that the nuclear safety and security dangers at the Russian-held plant were all too obvious. The statement added that Grossi will be accompanied by a new group of IAEA experts. This is VOA News. Palestinians and Muslim worshippers said on Sunday the Israeli police entered Al-Aqsa Mosque compound and forced them to leave and close the main gates of the complex. One worshipper describes his experience.
I was sleeping in a mosque.
Yeah.
Right. And the soldier came. He told me I must wake up.
But he told you again, please come.
He told me, no, you have to wake up and you have to go outside. You don't want me inside.
Israeli police said in a written statement that they removed the violators from the compound known for Jews as Temple Mount because their presence was violating what was agreed upon by Islamic Waqf custodians who managed the site. The mosque complex, a site holy to both Muslims and Jews who know it as Temple Mount, has a long history of confrontation, including an incident in 2021 that helped spark a 10-day war between Israel and Gaza's ruling Islamist movement, Hamas. Donald Trump used his first election rally in Waco, Texas, to rail against the prosecutors investigating him, employing dark and conspiratorial language to fire up his base ahead of next year's Republican primary elections. Trump told supporters gathered there that the investigation swirling around him were something straight out of this Stalinist Russia horror show.
And 2024 is the final battle. That's going to be the big one. If you put me back in the White House, their reign will be over, and America will be a free nation once again.
Trump is being investigated by prosecutors in Manhattan for campaign finance violations stemming his alleged payment of hush money to adult film actress ahead of the 2016 election. A special counsel appointed by the Department of Justice is investigating allegations he hoarded top secret documents and masterminded a plot seeking to overturn the 2020 election. The Iraqi province of Diyala has seen a spike in bloody attacks over the past month that killed at least 19 civilians, including women and children. At least one instance appears to have been a Shiite revenge attack against Sunnis over an Islamic State group attack, but other violence, residents say, is by Shiites against Shiites, as rival militias backed by tribal and political allies struggle over influence and over lucrative criminal activities like smuggling. The bloodshed is straining ties among communities in Diyala, an ethnically and religiously diverse province north of Baghdad. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.